presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. Posing as the foreign agent, Lois Lane gained entrance to the penthouse apartment of Max Heller, leader of a German espionage ring, only to have her true identity exposed by the Yellow Mask, Heller's partner in espionage. Informed by the taxi driver who had taken her to the apartment that she had seemingly disappeared, Clark Kent, as Superman, leaped to the terrace, forced the door, and entered one of the large rooms. To his amazement, he found it empty and unoccupied, nothing but four blank walls. Suddenly, he heard a strange hissing off in the distance, as though a rocket were being catapulted into space. Puzzled, he stared at the blank walls, bringing into play his amazing power of X-ray vision. What he saw startled him. As our story continues today, an hour has passed. Superman has left the penthouse apartment and returned to it as Clark Kent, accompanied by Major Campbell, chief of the espionage division of the Secret Service. Listen.
Well, there's no question about this apartment being unoccupied, Kent. Evidently, we had the wrong steer. Max Heller wasn't using this as his headquarters.
That's what I thought, Major Campbell, the first time I saw these blank walls.
You mean Heller did occupy these premises?
There's no question about it.
When did he move?
He hasn't moved.
Now, look here, Kent. There isn't a stick of furniture in the place. We've gone through all seven rooms.
I know.
Well, don't tell me Heller and his gang slept on the floors.
No, not at all. This apartment is still beautifully furnished.
Kent, are you out of your mind? Do you call this furnished? Why, there isn't even a picture on the walls. Now, look, Kent, we're at war. There's a lot of work to be done. We can't afford to waste time on practical jokes. I'm really surprised at you.
You're going to be more surprised in a moment. Just follow me.
Hey, where are you going?
Into this closet.
Yeah. Now what?
Just step inside here a moment, will you?
Yeah.
All the way in, please.
Oh, Kent, if this is some silly trick of yours...
It's a trick, all right, but it isn't mine and it isn't silly. Keep your eye on that wall of the closet.
Yeah. What are you fumbling for? What do you expect to find in here?
A little push button. Ah, here it is. Now, watch.
A secret panel.
Exactly. You see what's behind it?
Looks like a control board. Well, those are switches, aren't they?
Yes, and each one is marked. Look. There's living room, dining room, foyer, kitchen. Each room has its own switch.
What are they for, Kent?
Major Campbell, you're about to see something that will not only amaze you, but prove to you that Max Heller is no ordinary espionage agent. The man is clever. And we've got to be just a little more clever to catch him with the goods.
What is this thing you're going to show me?
Don't step outside this closet now. You may get hurt. Just watch the room with its four blank walls and not a stick of furniture. I'm going to pull the switch marked living room. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Good heavens, Kent. The walls are swinging around. The floor is turning upside down.
Keep watching, Major. The entire room will turn inside out. In a moment, you'll see it completely furnished, from pictures on the walls to ashtrays on the tables.
Kent, it's amazing. I scarcely believe my eyes.
There. Transformation is complete. You can step out of the closet now.
Yes, but how do those chairs and couches stay where they are? Why don't the lamps fall over when the floor upends?
Everything is bolted down. Tables, chairs, and couches are bolted to the floor. The lamps are bolted to the tables. Even the ashtrays can't be moved.
Oh, I see. How on earth did you discover this, Kent?
Well, fortunately, I can see through...
See through what? Walls?
Hardly, sir. What I meant was that I could see through tricks like this.
Oh.
I knew the apartment couldn't be empty, and yet it was, despite the fact that there hadn't been time to strip it of its furnishings.
I still can't believe it, Kent. You said Heller was clever. Brilliant is the word.
Mm.
If you hadn't stumbled on this ingenious device, Heller might have kept this hideout a secret from us forever. Oh, no. What about Miss Lane?
Her disappearance puzzles me. Your men have searched the building from top to bottom, haven't they?
Not only that, but every employee from the janitor up has been grilled. They know absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's to be expected. I'm certain they're all in Heller's employ.
Where could Miss Lane be?
Well, either with Heller or trailing him. From the looks of things, I'm afraid she's with him. That's why he skipped out in such a hurry. Lois probably tipped him off that we knew about this hideout.
And then to find her, we've got to find Heller. That won't be so easy.
Mm.
I wish he hadn't interfered.
So do I, but that's water over the dam. The damage is done. All we can do is try and correct it. Heller has the only existing set of blueprints showing how to construct a mechanical man. And he has Lois. Thus far, things have been going his way. That won't last long.
Well, what do you propose doing?
Well, first, we've got to know how Heller left the building. He certainly didn't go out the front entrance, not if he had Lois with him.
Well, we've had men stationed front and back for a week, Kent. I told you we were watching the building. I have a complete report here in my pocket. Yeah, let me see. Heller entered the building through the front entrance 5 days ago, and he never left.
And yet he's gone.
Well, how? He may be clever, but he certainly can't fly.
Wait a minute. Fly.
Oh, don't be silly, Kent. After all, there's a limit to...
No, wait.
Huh?
You remember my telling you I heard a strange hissing sound like escaping steam?
Yes, but what's that got to do with it?
When you mentioned flying, something struck me. Let's have a look at the terrace. We may find something interesting.
All right, I don't know what you expect to find out here.
There's no telling. I'd better lead the way. It's pretty dark.
Yeah, here, wait a minute. I've got a pocket flash.
Oh, good. Let me have it, will you? Thanks. There, that's better.
Well, look at the size of this terrace.
Big enough to park a small plane, isn't it?
Can't. Is that what you're thinking, that Heller had a plane up here?
Possible, isn't it?
Well, hardly. There isn't even enough room for a takeoff and landing of an autogyro, much less a regular airplane.
Hold up a minute. What are those steel cylinders stacked up there?
Well, that's strange. Yeah, let's look at them.
Yeah. Compressed air cylinders. That's what made that hissing sound.
Yeah, but what are they used for?
I don't know, but we're going to find out. Great Scott.
What is it, Kent?
Look, where I'm shining the light.
Huh?
There's an opening in the brick wall. Come on.
Yeah, now, be careful, Kent. Neither of us is armed.
There's nothing in here but some mechanism. Look at it, Major. What do you think it is?
I don't know, Kent. I've never seen anything like it before. And what's your guess?
It isn't a guess. That's an airplane catapult operated by compressed air. Heller did get away in a plane.
Oh, yeah, no, not so fast, Kent. Mustn't jump at conclusions. What makes you think this mechanism is a plane catapult?
I've seen catapults on naval airplane carriers. This one is similar.
Well, maybe you're right, but... Oh, now, wait a minute. It's impossible. How could they ever get a plane into this opening in the wall? It's deep enough, but it can't be more than 10 feet wide. A plane needs wings to fly, you know.
Well, maybe the wings on this plane fold back against the fuselage. When it's catapulted, it shoots up like a rocket. The wings unfold and it flies.
Kent, you're letting your imagination run away with you. It's like something out of a book.
Well, anything's possible in this day and age. You never would have believed a complete room could be turned inside out.
No, but...
The more I think about this, the more I'm convinced we have the answer.
But, Kent, a plane with folding wings that could be shot into the air like a rocket would be invaluable.
Well?
If Heller's using one, it can't be any secret to his government.
Probably isn't.
Well, then why haven't they made use of them in the war?
Maybe they are. You remember the sudden Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor? Hundreds of planes came over. Too many to be launched from a carrier. Well, it might very well have been that most of those planes were catapulted from the decks of destroyers with mechanisms like this.
Mm.
Shot into the air like rockets, one after the other.
Mm. You really think so?
It's possible. As I said, almost anything is.
All the more reason for getting our hands on Max Heller quickly. I'll put every man in the department on his trail.
We'll never catch him that way. And if we did, what good would it do us? He's a naturalized American citizen, isn't he?
Yes. But if we can ever prove he's a foreign agent, he'll lose that citizenship fast enough.
That's just the point. Can't afford to bring him in until we have an airtight case against him. Of course, if he's abducted Lois, that's enough to put him behind bars for a good long stretch.
Oh, I'd forgotten about Miss Lane and all this excitement. You're convinced Heller has taken her with him?
Oh, no question about it. She'll make a perfect hostage in case he gets into a jam.
But isn't he liable to do her some harm?
No. Heller's too smart for that. Lois is worth more to him alive. That's why I'm not too worried, at least for the present. Only one thing that bothers me. How are we going to locate Heller?
Well... There's only one way. Put 2,000 trained men on his trail.
I'd like to avoid that if we can. Let him think he's fooled us. Then he won't be on his guard. Sooner or later, he'll come back here. Or one of his henchmen will.
Yes, I know, Kent, but he has the blueprints for that mechanical man. He'll start building those steel monsters and creating panic. You know what happened when that first one got loose? It terrified people.
No, don't worry about that. After all, he's in America. You can't find facilities for building 10-foot steel giants on every corner. That takes time, and it must be done undercover.
Well, after what I've seen tonight, I'm almost ready to believe it can create miracles. But I'm willing to go along with you if whatever you suggest doesn't endanger the lives of innocent people. All we need is one more mechanical man scared to throw this country into panic, and that's what men like Heller are trying to do. Get under our skin, frighten us, break down morale. Did it in Norway, Denmark, and France. You can't let them do it here.
They won't. Americans don't frighten that easily.
I hope you're right. Well, what's the next step?
We'll leave everything as we found it. Let's get back and turn that room into four bare walls again. Come on.
It seems to me we're taking a long chance.
Wait a minute.
Huh? What's the matter?
Someone's in the apartment. I heard a door open.
It may be one of my men.
Let's make sure first. Listen.
Oh, I believe
her. Hey, that's not one of my men.
No, it's one of Heller's. Don't move.
Hey, Kent, they're coming out here. We're trapped.
Fine. We're going to let them capture us.
Are you mad?
It's the only way to discover where Heller's hiding out. They'll take us to him. Now, don't resist.
But they must have guns. They'll shoot to kill.
No, they won't. Quiet. Here they come.
Crouched in the darkness, Kent and Major Campbell listen to the approaching footsteps of Heller's henchmen. Undoubtedly, the foreign agents are armed. And although Kent has no fear of their guns himself, one stray bullet knifing out of the black may take the life of Major Campbell. What will happen? Don't miss the next startling episode. Tune in and listen. We're the Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.